Let's get to the Attitash Race League Report.
Woo-hoo! This is your Attitash Race League Report with Corey Madden.
Here he is, back for 2019. Here we are again with the Attitash Race League. Corey, welcome.
Oh, thank you, Gino, and it's great to see you. It's been a little while. I thought you were gone.
I know. Mower in his stunt a couple months ago with our fantasy football league. Nope, I am here for the at least 2019.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
And we're good to, we're happy to be here, of course. This is the first Attitash Race League Report. You guys just had your first kind of kickoff yesterday, right?
Yes, we did. We had a kickoff party a couple weeks ago right before Christmas.
Sure.
And had a awesome turnout for that. It was the first opportunity that we actually were able to get together and go ski.
Yeah.
Attitash, you know, we try and get open as early as we possibly can, but it's been weather events or, you know, other things that have stopped us from being able to ski. But it was a great turnout for that day. We had a little get together, a little party. I kind of go over the rules and everything, go on for the season.
Yep.
Anybody that new comes in without a team, we try and, you know, get people to meet everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And again, last night it was another awesome turnout. We had Reckless playing in the pub, which was great.
Wonderful.
We typically don't have music, but we have College Week going on, so we figured with a combination of College Week and Attitash Race League, having Reckless play was awesome, and it was a great turnout again. Tuckerman Bruin was there. We had Patrick in there. He's buying beers for people.
Mm-hmm.
And Victoria, you know, sending him up there, making sure that, you know, we get the product out there, get
sure.
people trying stuff. We've got Rockpile IPA on top, and the Tuckerman saw those flying around most of the night. So people
Excellent.
Are staying well hydrated with BJ and Barb behind the bar. They did a great job. And Alan cooking up some great specials from the chef's point of view, too.
Yeah,
so,
awesome. Yeah. So it's, people are in full spirit once again for the Attitash Race
Absolutely.
League.
It didn't hurt to have a little bit of extra snow yesterday. We didn't have a lot of snow. It was just like 3 inches. I set it up with the groomers to groom a late groom, which would be it's like 6 a.m. for them.
Right,
so
for them. Yeah.
For them, it's late. For us, it's a nice early. So just, you know, packed down the snow just perfectly. The surface, I didn't even do my run until late in the afternoon,
mm-hmm.
and the surface was perfect all the way through the day. If you went a little earlier, you might have got caught in a little bit of drift of snow, but, you know, everybody, huge supporters of everybody racing out there. Everybody was slipping the course and pushing the berm down, kept it safe. It was a great turnout. We had 87 racers come out and race yesterday, which is a great turnout. We're typically, you know, just a little bit over 100.
Yep.
I anticipate there was quite a few racers that were off doing other things that I knew of, and
mm-hmm.
I'm sure that there's others that I don't know of that were out there.
And that's happened in the past, too. The beginning weeks, you know, a little bit of not a slow start by any means, but yep. a little bit of a less turnout, and then all of a sudden it turns up a little bit, like
yeah.
week two, three, and then you guys are good, full-fledged.
Absolutely, and there's still time to sign up. You just go into guest services and sign up right there, and don't be afraid if you don't have a team or if you're, you know, thinking about it. It's $100 if you don't have a season pass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's $100 to get to ski for the season at Attitash and Wildcat,
yep.
so you have both mountains that you could come and ski on. It's just Tuesdays, but you know, there's quite a few weeks left, and it goes right through the end of the season. It's an awesome benefit for $100. Get some of our local people out there to enjoy the midweek skiing, and it's such a great group. You see all sorts of my dad and his rat pack. They're mm-hmm. out there with my brother and everybody skiing, and you know, you see all sorts of different packs of people out there getting together and skiing and riding the lift with different people, and just everybody's spirit in the pub last night was just super stoked. And
that's what's so great about this community. Obviously, we're the number one ski town in America. You know, we wear
yep.
that with a badge of honor, and that's what it's about too. The skiing needs not just the racing, but it's about that community benefit that you're talking
oh, yeah.
about.
Absolutely,
it's very cool. So when it comes to next week's race league, what are we looking for? Any kind of sneak peek that you can give us?
You know, it's pretty much standard from
standard
here on
for
out.
Now,
you know,
yeah.
we're racing from Coach's Knoll. There's, you know, we do add in an alleyway start, which adds a few gates and gives a blind turn. So you really have to inspect that week. Right now from Coach's Knoll, you can see from top to bottom the whole course.
Yeah.
We do have a slalom in one of the weeks. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's always a fun one. It's interesting to see, you know, if people come to that one or not.
Right.
You know, they're like, oh, maybe I can miss that slalom. But, you know, last year we counted every single week. So just make sure you keep that in the back of your mind and make sure you're there for every week if you can make it, obviously.
Yes, of course.
But it won't hurt the team, you know, because the team only needs 4 out of the 6. So.
Mm-hmm.
But
we want as much participation as possible. That's
yeah,
how you do
of course,
it. I mean,
why
bother if
right.
you're not going to go
right.
for it?
And if, you know, that's what we came down to last year at the end of the year is if we made a change of dropping 1 week, then we would have hurt too many people down the line that had been there every week. And I don't want to punish the people that have been there every week, you know. So that's how that all kind of works out. So yesterday was great. We had the Tarberry brothers, Alec and Ace, out there. That was pretty awesome. Saw them out there pretty early.
Nice.
And they're like charged up and ready to go for some good competition this year. And Tim Sim, now working for Andy's, he's tuning skis over there.
Yeah.
And obviously the tunes coming out of Andy's are coming out pretty good,
right?
Because he topped the Tarberries yesterday.
Wow.
So there's going to be quite the battle there. It's going to be, you know, I see all sorts of them all the way through. There's all sorts of new names. We have a full snowboard team with Matty Burkett and his team. There's quite a few snowboarders that we actually have. There's quite a few women. It's just such a
good.
So awesome. It's really been growing ever since year one.
And
so.
It's nice because we like to change it up a little bit. Obviously, the Tarberries are always up there and the Seminoles, but we want to keep those up-and-comers, too. Eventually, those guys have to come down from their pedestals, right?
Yeah, well, you know, it'll be a challenge. It'll be fun watching everything going back and forth all season. So
for sure.
I definitely want to just mention, you know, Andy's, Tim and Chris, they've taken over Andy's. They've been a sponsor for Attach Race League in the past, but Tim and Chris have taken over. They're coming in really hot with some great support.
Nothing but wonderful things what they're doing over there at Andy's, for sure.
So the tuning, there's going to be discounts in the shop, so definitely check them out. They'll be giving us prizes to give out weekly. Of course, Tuckerman Brewing, they're supporting throughout the whole season.
Mm-hmm.
We got McGrath's Tavern, the old Seamus, the infamous
Seamus,
who just rocks it out every year. So we'll see if somebody can knock his team off this year and take over the podium. I've got to mention Ron and Kelly over at Midas North Conway. They take care of all auto care, so they're great to work with. Atomic Skis. Mike Sconces from over EMS just hooked us up with some great backpacks. We've got Eno hammocks and headlamps and Valley Originals with a bunch of gift certificates there as well. Sunrise Shack, actually, as well. So
cool.
Sunrise Shack. Oh, yeah. No, yeah, everybody loves the Sunrise Shack.
Everybody's getting in on there. This is great. Yeah.
And this weekend we got Pat Foley playing in the pub and Riley Parker's playing over in the den session with a little You Go Girl race. You Go Girl races are similar to what we have for our race league. But it benefits Jen's Friends, so half the proceeds go to Jen's Friends. So it's a great race. We usually get anywhere from 150 to 200 racers for that. It's pretty great. It's a public race, open to anybody.
Yep.
You have to have a ticket to ski, you know, but it's a great race on Saturday. Racing starts at 11 for them.
Right. Attitash is never an excuse not to go to Attitash for the weekends because there's always something going on. And again, everything that Corey has mentioned with all of the Yugo Girl race, as well as the entertainment and more. Plus, it's College Week. College Week number two.
Yep.
You guys are wrapping that up, but that's still going on this week. You can check out all those details, of course, at attitash.com. Here we go. Full swing into 2019,
and
it looks like it's going to be a great season. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Gino. Appreciate you having me out.
Absolutely. All right, that's Corey Madden from the Attitash Race League. We'll be back. It's Magic 104, today's hits.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.